Chapter 2. Lowood School. Bessie was the only person who was kind to Jane.
Tell me about my parents, Bessie.
Your mother was Mr. Reed's sister. The Reeds were a rich family, and they didn't want her to marry your father. He was just a poor clergyman. Then your father died, and your mother too, soon after you were born. You had nobody, and your uncle brought you here to live. Poor Jane. It's a sad story.
One morning, Bessie came into Jane's room.
Jane, hurry! Mrs. Reed wants you in the sitting room immediately.
Jane hurried downstairs and went nervously into the room.
What can she want with me?
A tall, frightening man was standing next to Mrs. Reed.
This is the girl I was telling you about, Mr. Brocklehurst.
Her size is small. What is her age?
10.
What is your name, little girl?
Jane Eyre, sir.
Come here, Jane Eyre. Do you know what happens to the wicked? Are you a good child?
Indeed she is not. She is a deceitful girl. I would like you to keep a special eye on her.
Very well, Mrs. Reed. I will tell Miss Temple that she can expect a new pupil at Lowood School.
A few days later, early in the morning, Jane took the coach to begin her new life at Lowood. Only Bessie got up to see her go.
Goodbye, Bessie.
Goodbye, Jane. Take care of her, coachman.
That night, the coach arrived at the school.
Is there a girl called Jane Eyre?
Yes.
Come with me.
A young woman was waiting for Jane inside the school.
Hello, Jane. My name is Miss Temple. I'm the head teacher at Lowood.
Good evening, Miss Temple.
You're very young to travel alone. You must be tired and hungry after your journey. Miss Miller, give Jane some supper before she goes to bed.
Yes, Miss Temple.
Miss Miller took Jane to a large room full of girls, all dressed in the same dark, ugly clothes.
Silence, girls! Fetch the supper trays.
Here is your food, Jane. It's only bread and water, I'm afraid. That's all we have in the evening.
Thank you.
After supper, the girls moved upstairs to an icy cold room full of beds.
This is the dormitory, and here is your bed. Good night. I hope you sleep well.
Good night.
During the night, Jane whispered to the girl in the next bed.
It's so cold here.
Yes, you can feel the wind coming in through the wall.
It was still dark when a bell rang for everybody to get up.
Oh, no! The water is all frozen!
We can't wash this morning!
The girls went down to the dining room for breakfast.
Ugh, the porridge is burnt!
I'm starving with hunger, but I can't eat this!
Miss Temple came in.
Girls, I am sorry about your breakfast. I will make sure that you have a good lunch of bread and cheese.